does it mean to be home? If you can answer in one word, Hawaii, then you already know. Zach Diono knew it when he moved here from New Jersey to teach special education, but he lost his job. He retooled his career. He went to law school. He got a Native Hawaiian law certificate. We talked to Zach early this year about changing education policy. He graduated law school last weekend and is back for another slice of our conversation. What does it mean to be Haole and home in Hawaii to change it?
It's hard to talk about the education issues in the state of Hawaii without talking about the Native Hawaiian issues, because if you think about it, they're very similar and related. A lot of the education gap that exists in our state is with Native Hawaiian students and access to equal education opportunities. And then if you look back further, it's issues with poverty, it's issues with housing. And these all stem from larger issues as well, some that I've been able to explore in my studies while pursuing the Native Hawaiian law certificate. But when I think about working within education policy, I realize now that that has to entail several other components that affect the education policy issues. And yes, that will inevitably involve this exploration of Native Hawaiian issues and being able to address those first.
I mean, Zach, here you are, a guy from New Jersey, and no disrespect, but for a lot of people who see you as, you know, the latest comer who's going to tell us all how it's going to get better or somehow be able to shine a light on the path, that may be tough for a lot of people who were born and raised here to handle. How do you walk that line when you're clearly, forgive me for using this word, a Haole?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And during the time that I've been in school, especially when pursuing this Native Hawaiian law certificate, I really had to check myself, and I've asked hard questions that I would never have thought of asking myself, even when I was teaching. You know, what is my role as a non-Hawaiian? What is my role as a white guy from the mainland? How do I broach these issues that I'm passionate about without coming in with that colonizer, conquistador mentality? And what I've learned, at least through my studies and through the wonderful professors that we have at the law school in the Native Hawaiian community, is that it's really important to sometimes shut up and listen. Listen to the issues. And for me, it's important to be able to do that, but at the same time, educate myself, learn about the history, learn about the legal history, and use my skills as a teacher and as a soon-to-be legal advocate to prepare for the opportunity that if someone says, Zach, what do you think? I'm prepared, I'm ready to provide help, research, whatever it takes. And it's an informed decision, but I'm only providing it because I've been asked. If I never get asked, maybe that's just the way it is. But I think it's important that people realize that you can't go into situations and just say, this is what we've been doing on the mainland. Sure, I can share those insights, but this place is different. And there needs to be a level of sensitivity that I don't always see in these conversations. And honestly, I didn't always have. But now I'm very fortunate to have taken on that new perspective.
Yeah, the listen more and say less thing isn't exactly something that would sync up with coming from Jersey, perhaps.
You know, in Jersey, we like to talk a lot. I mean, it's kind of tough to be able to convince people that, yeah, you may have a fixated perception of what folks are from this part of the country, but here's why I'm different. And don't let me just tell you. Observe my actions and let me demonstrate to you that I'm someone that you can trust, that I'm willing to work hard for the issues. I'm willing to not lead, but I want to stand aside and if necessary, stand behind those who need to be leading the fight.
Isn't that really where it, in a way, has to start for you first? Because you've mentioned a couple of things. The idea about truly listening, saying less, being willing to shut up and just observe and see what happens, and to be able to fulfill yourself at the same time by doing that. Those last two seem to be a little bit out of sync with each other. How do you fulfill yourself in what you need to do with your life and what you've chosen to do? Or is learning how to do the other three all a part of that?
Well, if I want to continue doing what I'm doing in Hawaii, which is what I want to do, I want this place to be my home. I just need to work my butt off and make sure that I can accomplish the first three to get to the latter, because I don't see how someone can be successful in pursuing these kinds of goals without having the acceptance and even the permission to be a part of these conversations. So if that just means hanging out in the wings and preparing and learning all the different perspectives, because I think that's what's so important. And you think about, it's not just one Native Hawaiian perspective. There's a lot of different perspectives of what should happen, about how people feel about different issues. And so even aligning myself with one particular perspective could jeopardize me and alienate me from another group. So I think it's just so important for me to understand all perspectives, give everyone an opportunity to be heard and be a voice for those folks if needed. And then if my number is called, if someone decides to say, you know what, we think that you are prepared, you have a lot of experience in these particular areas, and we find that valuable for our cause, we'd like to have you sit at the table, then that's the opportunity that I can, that I'll have to be able to do what I want to do. I'm not going to be a type of person where if that doesn't happen, I'm just going to force a square peg through a round hole. I'm not going to just assert myself because, oh, well, no one's invited me to the table. And I think that's where the line gets drawn.
You can't possibly be involved unless you know those perspectives. But you know, even from the limited amount of time that you've spent learning now, that there are perspectives that are obviously at odds with each other. And by being with one perspective, that automatically says you are not with the other and puts you at odds with it. So, you know, there's going to come a point where you're going to have to make choices, and that will set you apart. So you can't be a friend to all and, you know, have the good intentions of being involved with everybody come to a point where you're able to not alienate people, as you said before.
No, yeah, and you're absolutely right. And I think that's where my role as a legal advocate, as a lawyer comes into play, is that I have to do my research, and I have to, at some point, even despite all these different conflicting perspectives, I have to be able to say, here's what my research has been, and here's what my informed judgment is.
How does all of this either shoot you down the path of education policy reform, or maybe show you that there is a different path for you? Because you mentioned that, obviously, education policy is part of everything that you've been studying with regard to being involved with Hawaiian causes and understanding the role of someone, you, in all of
right.
this. But your main driver when we first met was, we have to change education policy in Hawaii. Is that really where your heart still lies, and is that really where you're trying to still make a difference?
I think that's definitely where my passion, my heart lies, but I think the difference is I realize that you cannot change education policy in alone. There needs to be other factors that are changed. There needs to be other areas of legal recourse for disadvantaged members of our community. And if those things aren't addressed concurrently with the changes in education, then we're not going to see the level of education that the kids in Hawaii deserve.
For the moment, we're going to let you go, Zach. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy graduation.
Thank you so much, Bethany. Appreciate it.
Zach Diono is a former special education teacher. He came to Hawaii through Teach for America and worked for 3 years at Ilima Middle School in Ewa Beach. When he lost his job, he went to law school to study, among other things, education policy. He graduated from the William S. Richardson School of Law last weekend and is quite happy to be Haole in Hawaii. We reached him early this morning.